Our text for this morning's meditation is from the Gospel according to St. John, these words, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So our text for this Pentecost Sunday, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Spirit has been sent to us to teach us, that is, cause us to remember all that Christ has taught us. Now, there are lots of ways which we use to try to remember something, aren't there? When I was a child, it was common to hear about people tying a string around their finger to remember something. Remember that? I remember trying it, tying that string around my finger, one of my fingers, to remind me not to forget something. But even then, it turned out to be kind of, well, I thought at the time, stupid. Because I'd look at that string tied around my finger and remember that there was something I was supposed to remember. But I couldn't remember what it actually was. Souvenirs, of course, have always been big, taken from the French word meaning to remember. A souvenir is something we purchase or acquire in some way to help us remember some special event in our lives, most notably a vacation, trip, travel. Stickers, magnets, teaspoons, t-shirts, hats. This, that, and the other thing can function as such devices to help us to remember the nice time we had in our trips. But oddly enough, by far the easiest way to remember something, the easiest way, is simply to write it down. Groceries to buy? Write it down. An important address? Write it down. A password for a new website? Write that down. Favorite recipe? Write it down. A doctor's appointment, write it down. Now, what all of these things have in common, the things that we write down, is their importance. I mean, the stuff in our life that is not important, we have no thought of writing down. I mean, why waste the time? If we forget about those things, who cares? But the important stuff, we do. The things we want to remember, we write down. That being the case, why should we be so surprised if the Holy Spirit does the same thing? The Holy Spirit does the same thing, and that is cause important things about Christ, our Lord and Savior, we should remember. Why is it so surprising on our part that the Holy Spirit would cause such things to be written down? The Holy Spirit does this, so he can use them to teach us. The Holy Scriptures, the Bible, the Holy Word of God. All Scripture is breathed out by God, is what the Apostle Paul wrote to the pastor Timothy. All Scripture is breathed out, that is, inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So here, then, is why the Holy Spirit is also known as the Helper. That is, the one who through the Word of God teaches and reproves and corrects us so that we may become more and more and more each day like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sure, Primarily, we talk about the Holy Spirit working faith in our hearts so that we can believe the word he causes to be spoken about our Savior Jesus, about the forgiveness of our sin, life and salvation that we have through him. It's the Holy Spirit who creates faith in our hearts so that we believe and are justified and are saved. But then the Holy Spirit continues. He continues through the Word of God to teach and reprove and correct us like the helper that he truly is. And let's make no mistake about it. If we have such a helper in other things in our lives, things we are trying to learn, that's wonderful, isn't it? To have such a helper. I was jealous growing up of the kids that had tennis coaches. Tennis coaches who would patiently and methodically hit ball after ball after ball to the student they were helping, saying this and saying that, teaching, reproving, correcting, so that that student would become a better tennis player. I was trying at the time to learn how to play tennis, but all that I could do was sit and watch them as the lesson went on, trying to pick up what I could. But that wasn't the same. The same as a helper helping me personally, helping me. Now, the manager I had at Taco Bell when I was 18 was just such a person, kindly encouraging, providing the information I needed, correcting gently, teaching me everything I needed to know. But then she got a promotion to another store, and that was it. I was on my own. The manager who replaced her was just not the same. You know, when we shy away, when we shy away from the Word of God, when we bristle when we hear it, when we seek to avoid it, when we don't want to learn anything more about it, we can, in our ignorance, think that we are doing so because it's outmoded. It's out of fashion, not something for us, the modern, the enlightened, and brilliant people that we are. But what we really are doing is turning our back on the one who would gently teach and correct and reprove us, leading us and guiding us into a better way of living, into a better life, into a life of joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control. That is the Holy Spirit, our divine helper. But we do that, don't we? In our pride. We don't want anyone to tell us how to do something. We want to figure it out ourselves. Why? Well, we ultimately want credit for our accomplishments. But even more so, we don't want anyone to see us as we make mistakes. We just don't like that. People discovering what we don't know. And so in order to keep our pride intact, we will refuse a helper if only so we are never seen to be less than what we think we are. How foolish are we? How much have we missed out on life because we've been unwilling to be instructed in things we want people around us to think we know, but we really don't. We really don't. Let's repent of such hard-heartedness on our part when it comes to the Word of God and realize once again that the Holy Spirit's not called the condemner, and he's not called the embarrasser. And he's not called the belittler or the weakness exposer, but the Holy Spirit is called the helper. That is the one who wants to help us, the one who wants to make us better and to make our lives better and our families better and everything better. And he does so, the Holy Spirit does so, by reminding us through his word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all of what he has done and taught. Here the message is not, see, compared to Christ, you are nothing. But see, compared to Christ, you are something. In Christ, you are something. In Christ, you have everything. See? We're in Christ, believing in Christ daily. Our sins, our mistakes, our missteps are forgiven. That is overlooked and forgotten. And with that daily being true, that our sins through faith in Christ are forgiven and forgotten by our Father in heaven, we too ourselves can forgive. And we can forgive ourselves. And we can forget ourselves too. We can forget ourselves. We can live daily in a new light, the light of Christ, who would, through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, help us. But not help us like my piano teacher thought she was helping me in college. She was a wonderful teacher. But as I was playing for her the piece I'd been assigned and had practiced for hours and hours and hours, she would mark the copy of that music at every spot where I would make a mistake. And the thing is, I could see her doing it, and I could hear her doing it out of the corner of my eye as I played. So as I played, mistake, mark, mistake, mark, mistake, mark. It was driving me nuts. Finally, I asked her if she could simply move out of my line of vision. I couldn't play if I knew I was making so many mistakes. And that's how life can feel, right? As we make this and that and some other mistake each day, we can on some days just feel them building and building and building up to the extent that we don't even want to try not to make them anymore. Well, that's not how the Holy Spirit wants to work. He's the helper, even the comforter, the one who would create peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and self-control within us by keeping us daily in faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, doing so by bringing to remembrance through the Holy Word of God all of which Christ has done for us and continues to do for us. So just how then does the Holy Spirit work then as our helper? Well, I mentioned in Bible study a few weeks ago about the time I was riding a bus in Germany, frustrated, really, really frustrated, because I could not seem to make any headway at all as I tried to learn how to speak German. And to add insult to injury, about three rows ahead of me on the bus was a little German boy about 3 years old, probably two, speaking perfect German with his mother. Here I was, 26 years old. I'd been to college, and I'd been to graduate school. I'd taken classes in Greek and Hebrew and Latin and Aramaic and Syriac, and then I'd taken classes in German. But here was this little German boy speaking so clearly, creating wonderful sentences, word formation and pronunciation top-notch, and I was beside myself. Why couldn't I do that? Why couldn't I do it? I must be language deficient, either that or a total moron. That's what I thought. But then I realized that that little boy had a helper. He had a helper, and his helper was his mother, sitting next to him there on the bus, speaking kindly with him, reminding him how to say certain things, encouraging him when he succeeded, being patient with him when he struggled. And the thing about it is that the boy, he didn't bristle about being reproved or corrected or taught. Instead, he rejoiced in it. He rejoiced that his mom was helping him. And the results were obvious. So too will the results be in our lives when we allow the Holy Spirit to be our helper. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and sing the offertory.